Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of our tech podcast by Bosch Rexroth. My name is Robert Weber, and my guest today is Philipp Matschrö. Welcome to the podcast, Philipp.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. Before we start, we want to talk about commissioning and services about the E-Line concept. But before we start, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
Of course. Hello, my name is Philipp Matschrö. I am with Bosch Rexroth since November 2022. Before that, I studied automotive engineering at the university in Stuttgart. And after that, I started my career at Bosch Engineering nearby Heilbronn, nearby Stuttgart. Mm-hmm. And there I worked for 3 years as an application engineer in the automotive environment. And after that, I joined ZF and worked there also for 3 years as an application engineer in electric motorsports.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Yep. Yeah, and we developed an electric powertrain for a race car in the Formula E series.
Great.
And after that, I joined Bosch Rexroth as a commissioning engineer.
And now we talk about mobile machines and not race cars, right?
Yeah, correct.
But it's similar, right?
Yeah, it's quite similar. The technique behind that and the system is
the
quite
system
similar.
Design? Okay.
The system design, yeah.
Okay.
So in motorsports, we have more powerful machines.
Sure.
But in, let's say it another way around, in motorsports we have powerful small machines.
Yes.
And for the machinery and construction machinery, we have big powerful machines. So that's the biggest difference, I would say.
Today we want to talk about commissioning, but let's do a little recap. What happened so far when we talk about commissioning? What happened before?
Yeah, our sales team has successfully sold our product to the customer.
Yeah.
And the customer has done all the system layout and things like this. And now we have a fully built up prototype.
Mm-hmm.
And then the customer wants some support from Rexroth. And then it's my part to do this. And we go for a commissioning to the customer on site and commission the machine. Start with firmware update of our inverter. And we start with our basic parameters.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to the customer and set some limits inside our inverter, especially, for example, our DC link system. We have, for example, a battery in the system, and we set the upper and lower limits just to be on the safe side. And for the first commissioning, we also set some speed limits that in case of any errors, our system is not running at high speed. So we start with lower speeds and then ramp up.
So we are talking about prototypes, right?
We are talking about prototypes, okay. Of course.
And the customer will test then these prototypes and will give you feedback?
Yeah, correct. So we start with our parameterization and optimization. After that, the customer has his internal tests. He is doing the testing and then gives us feedback if our, for example, controller settings are correct or if he needs some other optimization.
You mentioned optimization. What does it mean, optimization? What do you optimize?
Yeah, in our system, we have the possibility of a torque control system or a speed control system.
Mm-hmm.
And for these controllers, we always have some controller settings which can be tuned or need to be tuned. And these tuning depends on the use cases the machine will have in the end.
Can you give us an example?
For example, if you have a forklift, a heavy forklift, and you have to lift...
In the port, for example.
Yeah, in the port, for example, and you have to lift high loads, then it can be the case that you have to tune the speed control settings because, for example, the speed controller we are normally using for a system is, for example, for a drivetrain and not for this forklift to lift up some loads, and these are two different use cases, so we need to optimize our controller settings to each use case.
So, and when this prototype phase is going on, are you then a partner of your customer, and do you help them with optimization, with the parameters, with testing?
Yeah, this is my job in the end, so that's why I am on site at the customer, and we are giving support, and we are helping the customer to first build in our components correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our data sheets, and within the data
sheets... Is that domain-specific knowledge, or is it optimization via an algorithm, or how do you do that?
Yeah, it's both, I would say.
Okay.
So in the end, we have some algorithms, but we also need a lot of know-how and experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good point which we can deliver to the customer, because we know the machines out of our mobile hydraulics know-how.
Ah, okay.
And we know how the machines should drive or should react or should be controlled. And this knowledge we can transfer directly to the electrification of the mobile machines. And that's our biggest benefit in the end.
Is there a connection between these prototypes and Bosch Rexroth to collect data, to interpret data, to use data, to analyze data, to work with the data?
Yeah, we have our cloud-based commissioning toolchain. With this toolchain, we can put a device on the machine, which is connected to the CAN system and is recording all the CAN data. And this CAN data will then be transmitted via cloud to evaluation system. And after this evaluation, we can have a look on the measurements directly on our laptop screen and then can see what's going on the machine. Is there a problem? Or we can put together some load cycles. We can analyze load cycles and we can see what the customer wants to do with his machine and how we can optimize our system accordingly.
Do you have an example for that?
Yeah, I have an example for failure analysis. There we had some problem with a customer who was sending us some measurement data and he said the machine isn't running anymore. And we had a look at the CAN data and we could directly see that there is a problem in the CAN timing. So it was a problem on the customer software side. And then we reported or we made feedback this information to our customer and told him that he has a problem on his software. And he did a bug fix for the software. And after 30 minutes, the machine was running again and the customer was happy.
What does the customer have to do when it comes to commissioning? What does Bosch Rexroth do?
Yeah, the customer is asking for our commissioning support and then we will come on site. We will have a look at the electrical and mechanical installation of our components and we will discuss together with the customer all the use cases he wants to drive with the machine. And according to these use cases, we optimize the parameters of our inverter. And we optimize the behavior of our system. Everything will then be optimized to the customer's needs. And yeah.
In the past, Bosch Rexroth was famous for selling components. And now we are talking about a whole system, an E-line system. What is the idea behind that?
The idea behind that is that we want to sell our components, but also our system know-how to support the customer.
So I still can buy a component on your web shop? Or
Yeah, of course. If the customer has the know-how on its own, then he can just buy our components. We will help with the system layout and that's it in the end. He can do everything on his own. But in the new time and the new technology, the electrification has also some risks because the complexity is getting even higher and the customer has to think about more things, new things, and we can help the customer with this new technology. And that's why we want to be a system partner and we want to give the customer also our knowledge and our system know-how to support him to build up electrified machine.
And is it also possible to order the commissioning part? So maybe I bought one component, I integrated the component in my prototype, and then I think, ooh, maybe I need some help. Is it still possible then to order the commissioning part?
Yes, of course. This is also possible.
Okay, great.
So the customer can do everything on his own.
Okay.
And after that, he can maybe to check if he has done everything correctly, he can order our commissioning service. And then I will come and check everything, electrical installation, mechanical installation. I will check if our components are running within our specification, if they are compliant to our data sheets, manuals, and so on. And in the end, I will also write a full documentation for this commissioning. And our department will sign it, and also the customer will sign it. And in the end, we have a fully documented commissioning report. And yeah, this is a big benefit for our customer because the customer in the end will know if he has done everything correctly, if everything is mounted correctly, and if he is driving our components within specification.
Let's do a little recap. What have you and your team learned from the commissionings in the last months?
Yeah, a lot, to be honest. So we learned a lot because every commissioning is different. We have such a diverse range of projects. At the moment, we are running about 60 to 70 projects,
okay.
Quite a lot. And we have different applications. So we have tractors, we have excavators, we have snow groomers,
forklifts.
So forklifts, as already mentioned. And this is a diverse range of applications and also very different applications. So every application has special use cases. And then in the end, you have a big range of use cases.
Okay.
And that's why we learned a lot and we will learn in the future also.
What did you learn? Give us an example.
Yeah, a good example for this. There are a lot of customers which are new to the electrification of mobile machines. And for some customers, the system know-how and what is needed for electrification is not yet there.
Established in the company.
Yeah, it's not yet established. And that could be a problem because when we are thinking about electrification, we have a higher know-how level. And then sometimes we will forget some basic information.
Okay.
What we say, okay, this is already needed and this is basic knowledge. And some customers have this basic knowledge, but some customers don't have it. And that is the thing we learned. So we have to support and we also have to consult our customers.
Okay.
And we have to help the customers to build the electrified machines.
Okay. What about new technologies to support you in your daily work? We talk about AI and machine learning and digital twins. How will commissioning change in the next years?
Yeah, as already mentioned, we have our cloud-based commissioning toolchain. With this toolchain, we have a very huge instrument, which is very helpful and is also quite powerful. Maybe in the long term, we can install also some AI algorithms, which can help us in the measurement evaluation and can automatically evaluate our measurements and give us just some reports in
hints,
the end and hints, of course. And then we can optimize our work and can be more efficient and even faster in the end.
Okay, what about your job profile? What are your next steps? What do you have to do in the next months?
Yeah, I have a lot of commissionings on my agenda, and I hope it will become even more because we are at the ramp-up phase with our eLearn project, and we want to electrify as much as possible, and this is our aim. Yeah,
Philip, all the best for your personal and your goals at the eLearn team. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.